And you go back and forth and do that 3 to 4 times. And by the last round, you start to realize I am so much more powerful than I think I am because I actually have the power to choose how I feel.
Welcome to Vitality Evolutions Podcast. Discover life-changing advice and insights from lifestyle, fitness, and nutrition experts on how to achieve a healthy, fit body and a powerful, vibrant mind. Feel stronger and live longer. Are you ready to rejuvenate your body, mind, and spirit? Hello and welcome to Vitality Evolution. I'm happy to introduce you Caroline Bennett Sullivan today. Today we'll be talking about anxiety, stress, and worry is optional. Keeping calm and confident during difficult times and uncertainty. So with no further ado, I would like to introduce you to Caroline. Hey, good morning, Caroline. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Wolf. I'm doing well. How are you?
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, trying to stay healthy in these uncertain times, and we'll be talking today about that because many people are really stressed and just have a difficult time dealing with this. But before we get into it, why don't you give us a little bit of an idea, a little bit of a backstory and what you're passionate about?
Okay. Well, I came to what I'm doing now based on my own journey of living most of my life from a point of fear. You know, I held back on things that I wanted to do. I didn't go full out in my career or in relationships because of what I call the monkey chatter, that negative self-talk and a lot of self-doubt that caused me to really live from a place of safety and low expectation. And so through that journey of discovering that and deciding that I wanted to live my life differently, I'm really passionate about helping people and organizations navigate through that fear, particularly the fear of change, because I think that's one of our greatest fears is the fear of the unknown. And so that's what stops people a lot of times because they're so afraid of what's on the other side that they don't even want to take that step to go to the other side. But the other side is always there. You know, life is always changing. So it's really through my own personal journey and doing a lot of self-evaluation and studying of different philosophies that I really came to where I am now and what I'm really passionate about now.
Great. So speaking about anxiety or worry, what are some of the tools that people can use to quickly change and reduce feelings of anxiety and fear?
Well, there's a couple of tools that I really like to implement and use. First of all, when you start having those feelings, like you are in that place where that anxiety has already mounted. You haven't caught it, you know, ahead of time. You're in it. The first thing you need to do is stop and take a deep breath. In fact, 3 deep breaths, because 3 deep breaths can help change you physiologically, emotionally. It can help you to get centered. And then as soon as you do that, ask yourself, what am I really feeling here? Where is this really coming from, this emotion? Because most of the time, it's coming from a past experience. Mm. You've gotten out of being in the present moment. So bring yourself back to the present moment. And then there's a little tool I like to use, I call Shift It. where basically it takes less than 2 minutes to do, where you get centered, close your eyes, and allow yourself to feel that negative emotion. So let's say it's anxiety. Really get into the feeling of that for about 20 seconds. And then you flip it and focus for the next 20 to 30 seconds on how you want to feel. What is the opposite of that? And you go back and forth and do that 3 to 4 times. And by the last round, you start to realize, I am so much more powerful than I think I am, because I actually have the power to choose how I feel. And when you get to that third round, you realize, I don't want to feel this crappy negative emotion. You know, I like this other feeling better, which is the feeling that I desire. And so that really helps. It really helps you to flip it, to shift it, so that now you say, oh, guess what? I have a choice. I have a choice how I'm going to feel. And if I'm in this really negative emotion, there's something that I can do about it. There's something that I can do to move myself forward into a better feeling place.
Interesting. So using the flip it questions, if you will, and do that exercise for 3 times, you started with that awareness, right? You're starting not to be afraid of even looking at your fear and your anxiety, but right, kind of looking it straight up in its face. And then when you have that option, after you said, like, you do this 3 times, so you kind of analyze this, a negative part as a positive part, and then hopefully, right, we should be gravitating to the positive part, which should take over, and that's something then we can stay focused on, right?
Right. And when you get to that place, it allows you to feel more grounded and get back to that place of feeling more centered. And from there, you know, you can get quiet, take some time to meditate if you have that opportunity, or even just ask yourself, you know, what are some solutions based on what I'm feeling? What are some solutions for this challenge or for this experience right now to take back your power? Because so much of when we are feeling fear, it's because you feel powerless. You know, that anxiety, you feel completely out of control. And so it's those types of tools really help you to come back to a place of being centered and getting back to your core, so that you can feel your power. You can connect back to your power. It's always within you. It's always there, you know, but we're human and we forget sometimes. And so they're very simple things that you can do to bring yourself back so that you can move forward in a more positive way. It doesn't mean that the situation may not change, but you're going to change. And that's now, the most important thing is you're changing what's inside your head and your heart. Right.
I mean, I think sometimes, especially during these difficult times during the pandemic, which we're going through right now, some people might say, well, all these things are out of my control. They're external. They are things that influence my life right now. I lost my job. I have less money, or things like that. And even like health can, you know, of course, be affected very badly. So how can we, we still should go through that same exercise. We still need that same process. Right? Because, I mean, even though we feel sometimes that, hey, all these things are external, there's no control we have over that.
Right, but you have control over how you feel. And that is the most important thing. I think now, especially during this pandemic, it's really, self-care is so important on so many levels. I think people really should be doing everything they can to take care of themselves emotionally, spiritually, physically, you know, on all levels right now. We will get through this too shall pass. But getting caught up in the worry and the anxiety, and especially of things that you don't have control over, you know, that is like a wasted emotion to me. You know, don't spend your time worrying about things that you have no control over. Take control of how you feel and do what you can. And what can you control? Well, you can control how you start your morning. Are you starting it on a positive note? Are you starting it with gratitude? Are you setting an intention of how you want your day to unfold? Are you meditating, getting grounded? So there are very specific things that one has control over that you can do to start your day off on a positive note, so that no matter what comes to you for the rest of the day, you've got that stability, you've got that groundedness to help you through whatever storm is coming. And so I think more than ever, self-care is so important. Getting enough rest, you know, keep your immune system strong. That's truly important, especially if you're still working or when you need to go out. Make sure you're doing what you can so that if you are exposed, you don't get the virus. It's really about taking control and ownership about your choices and your thoughts, and not allowing what I call the negative monkey chatter to take hold of your thinking. It's about you being very deliberate and conscious about what you're choosing to think and feel right now too. And whatever you need to do in order to have that sense of calm and peace, then it's important that you make that a priority right now, all the time, but especially right now.
So what are some of the daily practices that we can use to create that peace, that inner confidence?
I think meditation, number one, is really important. I just, even starting your day, like before I get out of bed in the morning, I routinely think of five things that I'm grateful or thankful for. That's before I even get out of bed, I think about that. And then I think about the, I set an intention for the day. You know, how do I want today to unfold? What is it that I want to feel today? And then meditation, reading some spiritual text, you know, taking 15 or 20 minutes in the morning to do that, to really set yourself up to feeling positive and good from the very beginning of your day. I think that's really important to do that. And if you enjoy doing things like yoga or exercising, taking a walk, getting fresh air, all of those I think are really important ways to get your day off on a positive note and to give you that sense of peace.
Very good, very good. Well, thank you so much, Carolyn. We definitely spoke about some good tips, some good advice that, you know, we really should take to close to our hearts, to change our mindset, to look at the bright side of things, because there's always a bright side that we can find. There's always that silver lining. So Carolyn, people can find you at carolynbsullivan.com. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
All right. Yes, very good.
I'll be there on Facebook, LinkedIn.
All right. Awesome. Do you have any closing thoughts for us today?
Yes, I do. My closing thought is that you always have a choice. In every moment we have a choice. And you can choose how you feel. You can choose whether you want to feel good or whether you want to feel crappy. And sometimes things hit us in life that take us down, but there's always steps that you can take. There's always so much strength within you that allows you to move those emotions from what you don't want to feeling what you do want, to feeling peaceful, to feeling joy, to feeling centered and connected. And take the time to do that for yourself, because it will change your life.
Very good. Thank you so much, Carolyn, for your advice today. I wish you all the best. Let's stay all healthy and definitely change our mindset to get rid of anxiety and fear. Thank you so much, Carolyn. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye.